koji se zove Iskustvo na duhovnom putu.
Ali was today walking on the I don't know how this river is called, Shiniketa. Where were we walking?
On Vembasha.
On Vembasha, oh yes. And I met a few of you. Really, Vembasha seems to be a walking place for devotees. We have also some dear guests from Croatia. And I would like to welcome them very much. It's Sundarananda and Mr. Erickson. Yes, Hare Krishna. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Prajarine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, so welcome to the second part of our lecture called The Experience of the Spiritual Journey. I intend to give a lecture for about half an hour, that means with translation it's an hour. And afterwards, answer three questions. I want to say that please make sure that you are all very concentrated during this time. And if there are mothers with small children or fathers, when your children get a little nervous, you might like to take care of them.
Želim reći da to vrijeme da uključite svoju punu koncentraciju, ako tu su neke majke ili očevi sa malom djecom, ako oni postanu nemirni da pokušaju da odu negdje drugdje.
And of course we will joke after the lecture. It's all right. let me summarize the last presentation. A person who starts his spiritual journey almost always feels an internal calling which he absolutely has to follow. When he follows this calling, he feels, if I don't now do this, I betray myself and all my values.
I ta osoba koja čuje taj zov, ona razmišlja, ja moram sada da ga slijedim, inače ću da izdam sve svoje vrijednosti.
Then he leaves usually his old territory and steps into the unknown.
I onda obično napušta svoju teritoriju i stupa u nepoznanu
teritoriju. There he will, his determination will be tested when he arrives at the point of choice. The question will be in him, do I really want to go this path?
I kada dođe do trenutka izbora, kada treba da se odluči da li zaista želim da idem ovim putem, njegova odlučnost će biti testirana.
The question is, do I really want to follow this path?
Pitanje je da li ja zaista želim da slijedim ovaj put.
Many persons who have started the journey return at that moment into Maya's or illusion's harbor, but they live a sad life because they always know they do the wrong thing.
I mnogi osobe koje su započele sa duhovnim putom u tom trenutku su se vratile nazad u okvir iluzije Maje i oni uvijek su živjeli neki tužni život razmišljajući tamo sam napravio pogrešan izbor.
They already know too much to be happy with illusions.
Već znaju previše kako mogu biti sretni sa iluzijom.
But they know too little to be strong on their spiritual path.
Ali znaju premalo kako bi bili jaki na svom duhovnom putu.
And therefore sometimes they turn back on the point of choice.
I zato se ponekad vraćaju sa tog trenutka kad treba da napravi izbor.
You all, most of you who are here, I do not know everyone, so I can't speak for all of you, but most of you who are here have not turned back and have continued on.
Većina vas ovdje, ne poznam vas sviju, tako da nam ovdje govorim da ste svi vi u toj kategoriji, ali većina vas ste u tom trenutku ste nastavili dalje.
Your knowledge and experience of spiritual life at that time is not really strong.
Vaše znanje i iskustvo duhovnog života u tom trenutku nije baš bilo jako.
So why have you continued?
Zašto ste nastavili?
You had some faith in your heart. That if I follow this path of Krishna consciousness, I mean the path which all these saints have followed in the past, this will be very good. Some shraddha, some faith was there. But you are weak. Yes. Who will do now something against it? You are weak and easily distracted. You have to somehow move out of the gravitational force of your old life. You need from somewhere some strength. You need to become empowered for this journey. At this moment, God sends someone into your life. The spiritual master. He says, my dear soul, I can see you want spiritual life. But you are weak. You need an instrument of force. Something which gives you strength. Take this mantra. Sometimes the spiritual master gives us very detailed instructions. You need to do this, you need to adopt this practice, you need to read this literature, and there you will get the inspiration which you so absolutely need, the strength which you require. In European mysticism, let me see what I quote. Yes, this is often the magical sword. Remember King Arthur's, who wanted to protect England, from the, in German they are called the Saxon and the Vikings. He needed something which would help him in his fight to protect England. So he met Merlin, the wise man. And Merlin brought him to a place where the sword Excalibur was waiting for him. He told him, "You can draw the sword out of the stone, out of the rock, because it is meant for you." And it was 500 years ago, in this time, the Eastern time, where Artus, who was not very known at that time, just took the sword, he looked at it, and he knew by this instrument he would be able to conquer the conquistadores, these barbarian Vikings and Saxon. I only know the German word, Saxon. They came from Germany. The old legends tell us that Artus won every fight with this sword. By the way, these old mystic legends tell a story, the story of the human being who goes on his spiritual conquest. They live in the subconsciousness of humanity, these legions, because they express the full human potential, especially the potential of someone who goes on the spiritual path. So if you really have passed the point of choice, you will meet a wise teacher, or sometimes scriptures who are full of wisdom, or you will meet events in your life which give you something which you didn't have before. An instrument which helps you to become strong. On our spiritual path we get the mantra. Through a sacred initiation and also without initiation, we are meeting this most powerful instrument which can help us in our spiritual journey. Which can give us the strength, almost like King Artus got the strength by this mystical, we can only say, living sword. Now a question. Is your mantra alive or is it dead? The mantra chanting can become dead. Like it has for 50% of the Hare Krishna movement. Because they chant with not with the right mythology. We have given a japa workshop on an island, and next year we will give another workshop. Maybe we should give one in Bosnia, in the mountains this time, where you can learn how to wield the sword. If your sword becomes rusty or dull, it doesn't really do the work. So when you chant with, it's called aparadas, with serious mistakes, your chanting is not giving you the direct contact with the Lord. For this you need the spiritual teacher who tells you exactly how will you use this instrument of strength. Especially at the beginning of the spiritual practice, you require a tremendous amount of energy so that you can learn to use this instrument, this divine gift which you have been given. I would like to give you an example from let me just think which example is good to tell. Yes, from spacecraft journey. Do you know that a Sputnik needs almost all the fuel for the simple journey away from the gravitational force from the Earth?
Da li znate da jedan sputnik je njemu potrebno skoro svo gorivo koje nosi kako bi se odrgao sile gravitacije.
Once the Sputnik is on his course around the Earth, it just needs malo benzinska supply, you know.
U trenutku kada se Sputnik nađe u svojoj orbiti oko Zemlje, njemu potrebno samo malo gorivo.
So in the beginning of your spiritual journey, you need a lot of energy to start, you know, to go away from the gravitational force of Maya.
Tako na početku vašeg duhovnog puta potrebno vam je puno snage kako biste se odrekli gravitacionog sila vašeg prethodnog života.
Because if you practice spiritual life, but you are still so much in the gravitational force of the material energy, you won't really reach the upper path. You will be like so many New Age people that you imagine you do something spiritual which is only a hormonesky affair. The affair of the hormones. Hormonska affaire. We don't know what hormonska is. Biochemical. Yes. It's just some imagination. Some wishful thinking. So a lot of strength is required So that you apply the instrument which you have been given, the divine instrument, and make best use out of it. This strength comes from the spiritual master, and it also comes from God, whom you have to ask for this. In our tradition, it comes from Nitai Gauranga.
Ta snaga će vam doći od duhovnog učitelja, isto tako i od Boga. A u našem duhovnom putu to su Nitai Gauranga.
If you have a sword but you don't know how to use it, then it may sometimes even turn against you. You may go like, oops, oh, and hurt yourself.
Ako imate mač, ali ne znate da ga koristite, onda on neće raditi za vas. Ponekad će se mač čak i povrijediti.
So, but if you have learned if you know the spiritual, the divine gift, the spiritual process well, and you practice under good guidance, you can come to the next stage.
Ali ako imate taj božanski pomoć po duhovnu praksu i ako imate pravilno vodstvo, onda možete da dođete do sljedećeg koraka.
The stage of transformation of the heart.
Korak u kojem dolazi do transformacije srca.
Slatkoji, I call it the stage of the butterfly.
Ja to zovem stadij lardije.
When you visit Radha Kanayalal these days, there are four butterflies, wonderful butterflies around them. The butterfly is a wonderful analogy. You know, this ugly little worm who doesn't know where to go and where not to go. Goes at one stage in a cocoon and then does some serious work in the cocoon and then comes out as a beautiful admiral butterfly. It's a simple story of transformation. I have often spoken about it. The worm dissolves first. In the cocoon, it becomes a little slimy something. But then it starts to take on a new form, breaks out of the cocoon and flies freely in the sky. So when you practice your spiritual, the divine gift of the spiritual process, you can expect transformations. What exactly becomes transformed? It's the ego, the sense of identity. You don't think any longer I'm meant to enjoy. You think I'm meant to give enjoyment to Radha and Krishna, to God. You begin to think what I thought to be my property is actually God's property. Everything should be for the Lord's sake. Not for my own use, but for the use of the Lord. And as you are acting on this, you could say, material, ego-free level, you actually become very strong, Nityanandakari, and happy. Because now you are transformed. You feel, this is my natural life. In the beginning, when you enter the transformation process, selflessness is a theory. And you you feel when you have to apply it, oh, then I have to do this, then I have to say this, then I have to act this. It's a little artificial, unnatural. Yes, in this beginning of your transformation, you are like a person who sits on a bicycle, and he really has to, okay, levo, desno, I have to do something with the feet also, and I have to look. And ring, 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 and then boom, he falls into the ditch. So in the very beginning, you may try to act on the spiritual platform, but you give it so much concentration, it all comes from the head, and then you have your bang, you fall down. And you made a mistake.
На самом початку, когда учите то делать, то и доста на некоем ментальном уровне потребно вам и полно концентрации, на самом можно падать, делать
грешки. But as you keep on using this divine gift, the spiritual process, you will become mal spontane and totally spontane.
Ако настроите да користите тај божански поклон духовной практике, с определенным временом, что-то больше до того, да что будете, да что постарайтесь спонтанно, и на краю, что будете полностью спонтанно.
Yeah, I once saw Madhva Muni riding on his bicycle. It was a piece of art, his bicycle driving. He would drive with the feet, look around, accelerate, put on the brakes, and joke at the same time. No problem. This is how it will become when the transformation is a little bit more complete. Spontaneously, you will act for the pleasure of Krishna. You don't have to force yourself any longer. Because it is natural. It's called the spontaneous devotional service. In the beginning you practice the rules of Vaidhi Bhakti in Sanskrit. But after some time it's spontaneous. Srila Prabhupada compared it with typewriting. I have heard that most modern people use the computer, but they don't know any longer the 10-finger system. You know, our old generation, we learned the 10-finger system. A, S, D, F, J, K, L, Ö. And I remember the beginning when you have to learn it, it is like... Where was the R again?
Sjećam se kako je bilo na početku kada pokušavate da nešto udarite, da biste, jao, gdje ono bilo, a...
Here.
Ovdje.
You would look, you were not allowed to look at the, you know, at the testature, yes.
Nije bilo dozvoljeno, znate, da gledate u testaturu.
My teacher put a piece of cloth on my hand.
Moj učitelj mi je stavio komad odjeće neke preko ruku.
I was always as a child looking here. Then he came like bang. old school. And then after, oh no, I have typed an F. There's the R again. The teacher would say, just concentrate. And then you know, it's a little finger. So this is how you start in your transformation journey. Now, you can only make your transformation journey complete, my dear devotees, if you have a very, very clear and burning yes to where you wish to go.
Ali svoj duhovni put možete kompletirati jedino ako imate jako jasno na to gdje idete.
The moment you forget your spiritual goal, it will be a little difficult, the transformation.
U trenutku kada zaboravite svoj duhovni cilj, vaša transformacija će biti malo teška.
Especially in the beginning.
Pogotovo na početku.
Because just like the caterpillar who is neither any longer a caterpillar nor a butterfly, in the beginning you are really not a self-realized soul and also not a materialist.
Isto kao i ta gusenica koja više u jednom trenutku nije ni gusenica, nije ni let, tako isto vi niste samospoznata osoba, niti ste materialista.
You are a little bewildered.
Malo ste zbunjeni.
Should I stay or should I go? Malo bewildered, yes. So, should I Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur expresses it, should I go west or should I go east? At that time you still need the rules and regulations of Vaidhi Bhakti.
R-S-T-F.
Yes, but then you get the fruit of the practice. You become spontaneous. And you don't have to think about everything any longer. You just do the right things. It flows out of your heart and your inspiration. Like Madhva Muni's bicycle driving. Yes. Yeah. Or Dionysus, I think, can also drive very nicely. Now, after this wonderful period, you will get also a taste of the Lord. Let us go for a moment to our hero and his journey. Dhruva Maharaj, the prince who went into the forest to find God. He met Narada Muni. Narada Muni gave him the svart, the spiritual process. He told him a few things. Go to Madhuvan at the bank of the sacred river Yamuna and chant the sacred mantra while meditating about the form of the Lord. Do you know the mantra which Dhruva Maharaj chanted?
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narada Muni said, the first result of chanting this while meditating about the Lord is that you will develop mystical potencies.
Narada Muni je rekao, prvi rezultat koji ćeš dobiti od izgovaranja ove mantre je da ćeš imati mistične moći.
And then you will actually realize God. And Dhruva did this. He became, you know, he was fasting. This was almost mystical how he could keep alive. He was fasting for several months. In Krishna consciousness, the mystical potency is to say no to Maya. Yes, this devotees get in an amazing degree. And the second thing is, you actually will, Narada Muni told him, you will see Krishna. Now the time came when our hero had his God realization. Oh, he was so glad. He couldn't speak from gladness. He made just some sounds. He cried. All his senses, he describes in his own words, were awakened. His spiritual senses were awakened. Yes, he had a total awakening. The Lord was standing before him. And he wanted to offer some prayers, but he was so overwhelmed that he just couldn't speak. The Lord touched him with his conch shell. And then Dhruva Maharaj could speak wonderful prayers. And the Lord gave him a gift. He said, now you can have what you want. You wanted a kingdom greater than the kingdom of your father and your great-grandfather. Have it. You get your own. First you get the earth, and then you get your own planet. So you can see the classical elements in Dhruva Maharaj's story. Meeting the teacher, getting the instrument of spiritual practice, making the realization. Now, I know many of you, and I have heard from them their wonderful God realizations. Krishna is very merciful to those who follow this ancient and, I would say, universal pattern of the spiritual journey. Two more things are required in our journey. We are pretty much on time. And sometimes these things are interchangeable. I mean, the last things come, you know, they don't come necessarily in the sequence in which I will tell them now. Here I will, in Bosnia, I will say, what comes first is the test. You will meet your own worst enemy. And you will find out it's you. Your conditioned nature. That which has been formed over many, many, many years. Your even lifetimes. You meet your fears. Or in modern ISKCON German, ISKCON English, your insecurities.
с вашими несигурностями.
You meet certain behavioral patterns, like you want to be in the center always. You meet these ugly things, like you want to be really, you want to be God, you want to be the enjoyer and the controller. And now it is expected of you to battle with these natures. You will get your test. And it is expected that you become successful. Good news for you. Krishna gives all of us this test. But it is never ever more difficult than you can actually conquer. I don't want to say that this is the final test which I had, but I had a few, just 2 months ago, at a very heavy test. And I hadn't chosen it. I had not planned the test. It came from God. This is a real test. Not something which you choose, not something which you construct in your own mind. It's something which really is a test. But Krishna helps you to win it. Now comes the last step. You need, it's called the return. You have to return to your life and integrate what you know into your daily life. Those who are pilgrims, they know that this is very important, the return. Some of us have been in Mayapur, and I believe yesterday or the day before yesterday, about 3 or 4 devotees have returned from, as far as I know, Mayapur. And now you have to apply what you learned. I hope you learned something new into your life. And make your life divine. Every aspect of your life. So the spiritual journey is really only complete if you make your life divine. Example. I met when I lived for some many years at Radhakund. And there I met the daughter of a well-known German diplomat. And I was chanting, and she came dressed like a lady Babaji, or how do we call this? A very strict spiritual practitioner. And she waited somewhere until I was finished. And said, "Are you that Baba from Germany?" Because in Radhakund everyone is a Baba. I said, no, no. I am a very insignificant preacher. Sachinandan? I said, yes. Dann können wir ja in Deutsch sprechen. She said, then we can speak in German. Ah, yes, and we spoke in German, and I, after some time, she said, if you are ever in Bonn, please come and visit me. She had received very high initiations. But when I saw her in Bonn, I was shocked. She was dressed like a disco girl. And we talked a little, and then she said, I'm sorry, I'm going. And then there were other disco men and disco girl ringing in her at her apartment, and you could see they were going to an evening of disco music and sex. She had returned from Radhakund, but she had not been successful to make her life divine. I met her this year again. This year, no, last November again. And she said to me, it was nice that you were so angry on me. You were so heavy when my disco friends brought me to the discotheque. You were like a volcano. I was afraid to meet you, but now after 15 years, I'm different. I'm taking care of the cows here who are rejected and who are maybe hurt by some motorist, you know, scooter or car driver. And when I'm in Bonn, I don't go to the discotheque. I collect funds for my goshala and for the little hospital which I want to build for old people. Thank you very much for being the volcano I needed. I'm just an insignificant preacher. So, the return is very important. Divinization of your life is very important. You shouldn't be just spiritual in one setting. Yesterday we had this wonderful meeting with very responsible devotees, where there was a very good discussion how we can be known, we Hare Krishna devotees can be known as responsible people in society. People who are concerned for the welfare of the planet. Who are not irresponsible in their life. Who understand yet also this world is it's a present of God, or it is, let us say, a manifestation of God's energy.
So
that the devotees are known for people who do honest work also. Maybe growing vegetables. Making a restaurant. And raising the consciousness of Bosnia and Europe and the world. Raising it on an ecological... in other words, that the ideas of spirituality filter into their daily life.
Drugim rječima, da ideja duhovnosti ulazi u njihov svakodnevni život.
I do remember, I was once on a conference.
Sjećam se da sam jednom prilikom bio na jednoj konferenciji.
And my assistant gave me in the evening a glass of milk.
I navečer mi je moj asistent dao čašu mlijeka.
In a plastic cup.
U plastičnoj čaši.
It was an ecological conference.
A to je bila ekološka konferencija.
The people all turned to me. Do you know how many people have to be slaughtered for this? How many cows have to be slaughtered for this glass of milk? Do you know how much people in the third world suffer for this cup of plastic? I said, I've never thought about this. Could you tell me? And they gave me a surprising answer. And I decided to change something. It may not be the best example. I remember, yes, in Sweden we wanted to make an ecological farm. And then we hired this huge agricultural machine to just take care to plow a few square meters of earth. The devotee was just too lazy to just work for 10 minutes, you know. he paid a tractor which had to drive from outside. And at the same time we had this, it's called Lehmbau, building with clay workshop, a ecological workshop. And people were just... Very surprising. We have now a project where we can really return with our spirituality in our daily life. My example with the milk was not so good. My example with the tractor was also not so good, to be very truthful with you. What I wish to express, and I didn't really think about good examples, is devotees must be seen as responsible people. That was my point. If they say Krishna consciousness is the most healthy lifestyle and they are so sick, people will not believe it. We are overweight. This is the best Ayurvedic food which we eat. No, people will not take it very serious. The return is very important. bringing spirituality into life in this world. In Sanskrit, this is called Vanashram Dharma. In a more modern language, it is called living sanely. So these are the steps of the spiritual journey. Today we were talking about empowerment, transformation, an empowering test. Strengthening test. Yes. And the return into, and the divinization of the life. I want to say many of you have not returned. It's all right when you're young. And when you want to learn the spiritual life, but at one stage it is expected very much that you practice what you have learned. One very good testing ground is building a community where you can show how what is your humility, how have you understood to become free from false ego. A good return is when you have to live in unity and diversity. Different projects who are working harmoniously and lovingly next to each other. This is what it means to return from high spiritual in inspiration to the daily life. Most of you are married. How good do you live in your married life? Marriage is also a good point of return. We need to return and bring into activity what we have learned. Bring to practical application, I wanted to say. Let us return to our hero. One last time. When he returned, his father came with an elephant. He was informed, your son Dhruva Maharaj met God in the forest and he is now returning to your kingdom. Uttanapad was so sorry that he had rejected his son and given priority to the son of his second wife. The whole kingdom came as Dhruva came out of the forest. They were all crying. The prince who went to the forest has become a saint. Please bless us, ordinary people. The women were just, look how beautiful he is, how saintly he looks. He is suitable to be my husband. You know, the men were thinking, we want him as our king. He has done the heroic journey and he has met with success.
On je napravio taj herojski put i bio je uspješan na njemu.
Dhruva walked just very humbly.
Dhruva je hodao jako
ponizno. I am your servant, he said. Come, said the father, I'm so sorry for my mistakes. His brother greeted him, brother, I don't want the kingdom for myself, you are much better than me. Dhruva Maharaj became the wisest king the world had ever seen. In his case, he was tested a little later. But he passed that test gloriously, because Krishna always wants to strengthen us by our tests.
On je svoj test položio slavno, zato što Krishna uvijek želi da nas ojača sa testovima.
I really wish all of you all my best from the depths of my heart to complete your heroic journey.
Ja vam svima iz dubine svog srca želim najbolje da uspješno okončate svoj herojski put.
Be a spiritual hero or a spiritual heroine. The spiritual hero is victorious over his lower self. The spiritual heroine can recognize and overcome useless material contaminations in the heart.
Duhovna heroina može prepoznati i prevazići beskorisne materijalne kontaminacije u svom srcu.
I personally believe we in Bosnia have come to a wonderful cross point.
Ja lično vjerujem da smo mi ovdje u Bosni došli do jedne prekrasne raskrsnice.
I want to congratulate you very, very much for your sincere efforts to build a wonderful spiritual community.
Želim vam iskreno čestitati na vašim iskrenim naporima da izgradite duhovnu zajednicu.
There's so many wonderful spiritual activities going on.
Oni se događa tako puno predivnih duhovnih.
My request to you is keep on working on this level, which is the most important level, activities of worship and spiritual relationships.
Molim vas da radite puno na ovome nivou, a to je obožavanje i duhovni odnosi.
And then you will be empowered to move the next step.
I onda ćete biti opunomoćeni da idete na sljedeći korak.
And the next step.
Na sljedeći korak.
And the next step. And there is nothing more encouraging in a devotee's life than seeing how he meets with success in his spiritual journey. Now there is a possibility for all of us to enter into a wonderful project and to help it. We will have to mature to really be successful in this project. I hear also devotees are discussing about giving Goni Thai maybe a home. Goni Thai deities here in Sarajevo, they're at the moment at the Grihastha's flat, and very nicely they are worshipped there, and some discussion is going on of giving them a home, and we wish also this endeavor a lot of success.
Božanstva Goni Thai se trenutno nalaze u domu Grihastha, gdje su jako lijepo obožavani, i čuo sam da razmišljaju o tome bakte da im daju dom, i isto tako želimo puno sreće i ovim naporima.
I'm myself very encouraged.
Ja sam jako obraten.
Unfortunately, I'm only on 50% of my energy at the moment, but I'm even more encouraged.
Nažalost, ja sam trenutno na 50% svoje snage i još sam i više ohrabren.
Because I can see such wonderful developments. Also in Germany, I'm feeling so encouraged to go there. We have to mature. Then there is no limit of what Krishna can give to us. This is what I wanted to say. Now I want to see if you have a few quick questions, and then I wanted to say something which I have forgotten yesterday. Let us see who has a question. Gaura Hari has a question. Nityananda Kari has a question. And Dharma Setu Prabhu has a question. Yes, Gaura Hari?
Yes, the question is according to this Sputnik analogy.
Yeah.
Is there a moment in spiritual life when we are like in orbit and there is not much need of so much endeavor, or anyway, as more as we advance, as more as we must become aware and conscious? Is the analogy still working after we are on orbit or in our spiritual life?
Pitanje se odnosi na ovo analogiju sa sputnikom, kada on dođe u orbitu, više nam nije potrebno toliko energije da ide, i da tako u našem duhovnom životu dođemo do momenta kada ne moramo toliko više da pazimo i moramo da budemo još uvijek kako baš pažljivi i još svjesni, još više kako napredujemo.
Here I will answer briefly, but we are in the same car, so we can talk more about it. The analogy is no longer working when you are surrendered to Krishna. Then you come in Krishna's orbit. You leave the orbit of planet Earth and you are in Krishna's orbit. Gaura Hariji and all devotees, if we can just be surrendered to Krishna, everything becomes so easy. We will be in the flow. Hare Krishna. Therefore, you should think every day. Sanat Kumar Samhita says, every morning, evening, and in between. You should never be tired of thinking this one thought.
Sanat Kumar Samhita kaže da ujutro, naveče, između, nikada se ne bi trebalo umoriti od te misli.
I belong to Radha and Krishna.
Pripadam Radha i Krishna.
Everything I have is for them only.
Sve što imam je samo za njih.
They are the enjoyers.
Oni su uživatelji.
Not me.
Ne ja.
From morning till evening, Gaurari, if you can think this and never be tired of the thought, then you are in the orbit of Krishna. Sanat Kumar Samhita. There was Nityananda Kari.
Can I ask about from yesterday's lecture?
Yeah.
When you were speaking about how we can come to the point where we betray ourselves, we don't follow what is inside. And I want to ask, what is the, where is the line between betrayal of ourselves and surrendering our own
desires? Yeah, good question.
Moje pitanje, juče Maharaj u lekciji je spominjao kako možemo da izdamo sami sebe ako ne slijedimo svoj taj unutrašnji neki zov. Sad je pitanje, gdje je ta granica između toga da smo izdali samog sebe ili da smo predali svoje sobstveno želje.
The border is your own conscience.
Linija se nalazi u tvojoj sobstvenoj savjesti.
Conscience, do we have the right word? Yeah, conscience, huh? Do you know what is conscience? The voice of conscience? It's that little voice which is from the super soul. The Franciscan monk said, no one should follow a superior if it goes against the voice of his conscience.
Pranice kažu, niko ne bi trebao da slijedi nadređene ako je to u suprotnosti sa njegovom savješću.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also has written a similar statement which I cannot quote to you literally, but it is the same idea. Now the next question is, when do we know it's the conscience or when it's our unsurrendered mind?
Sad dolazi sljedeće pitanje, kada je u pitanju naša savjest, a kada je u pitanju naš um koji nije predan?
Nityananda Kari, you have to become mature, then you know the difference.
Moraš sazreti kako bi znao razliku.
I know in Christianity there is a whole chapter in the Jesuits, you know, the differentiation of the voices, der Unterschied der Stimmen.
U kršćanstvu kod Jezuita postoji nešto što se zove
razlikovanje
glasova. Yeah. To know when it's what voice, you know.
Da možete da znate kad je koji glas.
Only a sincere devotee will know this.
Samo će iskren bhakta to znati.
But there is a different sound in the voices.
Ali u tim glasovima je prisutan različan zvuk.
Yesterday we had a wonderful dramatic performance where Sri Harris had written the first scene and Sita is our regisseur here, Sri Harris, or is he playing somewhere?
playing.
Dobro, yes. and there was a scene when Lord Chaitanya went through the jungle of Jharikhanda, my dear devotees. And Sita spoke, I believe, two or three animal voices. It was so good. I dreamt the whole night of these different voices.
It
was extremely impressive. She can somehow speak in different voices. It's amazing. And you don't know it's the same person. You think, well there must be 50 other people there. But one is a high, one is a deep voice, one is in between, one is a lion voice, one is a monkey voice. It's amazing. So please follow the God voice, not the monkey voice. The maimon of the mind, huh? And it you need to be a little advanced to really know the difference. But Nityananda Kari, I can't explain it in a different way. Here's our regisseur, Sri Har, playwriter, yes. Hare Krishna. So, there's a last question of Dharma Setus.
Responsible, we need some space, more space to mm-hmm. do some things. You know? And in practice, in Krishna consciousness, as far as I can see, it's not the practice. But we can do this next step mm-hmm. in our Krishna consciousness and become really responsible.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to say it in
the book? Ako postati odgovoran ili postati odgovorni
potrebna je jedna određena doza slobode da se djelovi i ko može zapravo da kaže ko je taj koji će reći na koji način da postanemo odgovorni, znači čije je to zapravo odgovornost.
It is said that you become a real devotee by taking on responsibility. There are two Sanskrit terms. One is called anukaran, that means imitating a devotee. And anusharan means like sharanagati, sharan, anusharan means acting on your own. Anusharan. Now, you become, in the beginning we are shadow devotees. That means there is another, shadow means it's dependent on another that is a substance. We may be totally dependent on someone who tells us. Like the shadow who's totally dependent on the pillar which is there. When we are, but there is a stage where it's expected that we know ourselves how to act. That doesn't mean that we become independent from guru and shastra and sadhus. It just means even if the guru and sadhu and shastra are not there, it means not 1 meter next to us, we know how to act according to guru, sadhu and shastra.
To znači da ako guru sadhu šastra nisu odmah tu, jedan metar od nas, da mi znamo kako da sami djelujemo.
The shadow is not able to do that. He has no existence unless the pillar is right there who throws the shadow.
Senka to nije u stanju, ona ne može da postoji ako sam stup nije blizu nje.
So a young devotee does know anything without someone just standing next to him and telling him this, please do like this, and this like this, and this like this. But I know from Srila Prabhupada that he wanted us to become independently thoughtful. There's a letter where he writes like this. He wanted us to be able to apply the knowledge on our own. And important scriptures, I believe it's one of the Upanishads, tell that the spiritual master, when he trains disciples, must take care that what he knows comes into the heart of the disciples so that they can run on their own. I was very, very, very pleased today when in a discussion with one very nice devotee, this devotee expressed that this is also her goal, to become like that, you know, to apply the knowledge on her own. And once again I want to stress, this doesn't mean to cut the relationship to Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, not at all. It means even a better relationship.
Želim da naglasim, to ne znači da treba da prekinemo odnos sa Guru, Sadhu i Shastra, ne.
I know how pleased Prabhupada was with devotees who did something on their own. He would say, finally you understood. I know two examples like this. So thank you very much. We will end our class here. Please, before we all start to discuss amongst ourselves, I so much wanted yesterday to say something about our glorious Jayapataka Maharaj. I was not able to come to the meeting in the afternoon because long ago I had arranged the whole my whole life in a different way. So my plan was to say something right after the lecture, but I was so much moved by my own subjects that I totally forgot everything. Tabula rasa. The way I like to remember Jayapataka Maharaj is with an analogy. I want to glorify him like this. Sachidananda Swami, come here!
Sachidananda Swami, dođi vam.
I've just arrived in Mayapur. I'm jet-lagged. Little mental. Here, in the car. There he comes with the jeep. Big turban. Ready to go for a swim in Mother Ganga. You need Mother Ganga's mercy. And I'm just saying, oh Maharaj, you are so kind to me. Dobro idea. Come. But I have no gamshas. I have millions of gamshas. Alright, then we drive to Mother Ganga. And then we take a bath. He takes a long bath, I take a short bath. And then I sit at the bank and look how he is in the Ganga, enjoying Mother Ganga's embrace. Such a spiritual personality who really cares for others. Really cares. What is a better gift to someone than to just take him by the seeker in the Ganga, you know? I remember whenever we are on Navadvipa Mandal Parikrama, he says, come here, you are a very hungry man, come next to me, and then I eat all the 25 Bengalis, now no longer, but I used to eat all the 25 sabjis. Caring for others, but for not only for me, for everyone. Also how he travels all over the world. Always having time for everyone, even if it means to preach up till 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, just sharing his time very generously. A very powerful and surrendered son of Srila Prabhupada. Yes, who did extraordinary sacrifices, for instance, in establishing the Mayapur project for Srila Prabhupada. And who does service with thousands of hands and millions of intelligences. Yeah, I'm very, very inspired and know he does something, or he has a capacity. Ooh, I will never have such a capacity for service. So, yeah, it is so kind and so humble. Even amongst God, we know amongst God, brother, Jai Pataka Maharaj only praises everyone. This is amazing how absolutely, you know, encouraging he is. So I want to tell the disciples, you have a very wonderful duchovné učitelje. And I just sorry, but I was so enthusiastic about my subject that tabula rasa. But I have said what I wanted to say. So now we want to eat prasadam and discuss and laugh and be Bosnian and Serbian and Croatian all together. Please do everything you have to do now. Hare Krishna.